Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time now for episode 492 of our classic podcast, and we go back to July of 2000 for this Art Bell bit. It's Art giving his theory on what happened to Jimmy Hoffa, which is bound to be bizarre. Let's listen now. It's episode 492 of our classic podcast.
The Phil Henry Show. Yes, this is the Phil Henry Show, pretending he's Art Bell. This is Coast to Coast AM PM Mini Mart. If you're dialing from east of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. If you're dialing from west of the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. If you're dialing from a fetal position, 1-800-449-8686. From across the River Styx, 1-800-449-8686. While gnawing on a pillow and screaming, 1-800-449-8686. If you're calling from the Yellow Brick Road, the Munchkin Line is open, 1-800-449-8686. The Wild Card Munchkin Line is open, and for first-time Munchkin callers...
Hi, that's just enough. That's all I can take. Thank you, Ross Mitchell, and good morning, everyone, from the Kingdom of Nye. Yes, it is me, and I am back from retirement. And the reason why I've come out of retirement is to simply say this to you. This is the anniversary of the disappearance of Jimmy Hoffa. It was 25 years ago, actually yesterday, July 30th of 1975, that James Hoffa disappeared from the face of the earth without nary a trace. And the reason why I've come out of retirement is to tell you that I have done investigation on this, and I have come up with a theory that I think is ironclad. But first, this from Peenemann Enterprises. You know, friends, when you retire and you're sitting at home alone with a shotgun in your lap, there isn't a whole heck of a lot to do. I suggest you drink. Yes, after retiring and sitting home with nothing else to do, get yourself a six-pack of beer, drink it all really fast, preferably shotgunning it from the bottom of the can by punching a hole in the bottom of those big 8-ounce cans, and have yourself a real buzz. That's right, when you retire, drink new from Peenemann Enterprises. All right, I was telling you that I'm going to talk to you about the disappearance of Jimmy Hoffa. This being the anniversary of the disappearance of Jimmy Hoffa, I am going to give you now my theory on what happened to Jimmy Hoffa. But first, this from Peenemann Enterprises. You know, friends, if you retire and you're sitting at home and you've got a loaded .45 sitting in your lap, and all of the barbed wire is electrified, and your wife has gone out for more supplies, what else is there to do but sit and swill wild turkey? I suggest that for all of you recently retired, or you people who are looking forward to retirement, sit in an empty trailer and swill wild turkey with a loaded .45 in your lap. New from Peenemann Enterprises. I'm going to tell you now what I think happened to Jimmy Hoffa on July 30th of 1975. We take you to a diner outside of the city of Detroit. James Hoffa is there. He has gone to meet ostensibly with union officials. He is then reported missing the next day. What happened to him? I'm going to tell you in just a moment, but first this from Peenemann Enterprises. You know, when you retire, you're sitting at home and you take about 3 dumps a day because all you're doing is sitting and eating. You might want to get up and exercise a little bit. And one thing you could do while you're exercising is take a hip flask filled with rye or whiskey or something a little heavier like vodka. That's right, stroll about the grounds holding onto a flask of rye, whiskey, or vodka, swilling it straight from the bottle, new from Peenemann Enterprises. And now, my theory as to what happened to Jimmy Hoffa. I believe he was abducted by aliens. And now, I'm going to retire again. This is my last broadcast. I thank you, and I bid you adieu.
Please don't call from west of the Rockies or from the Wildcard Munchkin line. We have all the calls we can handle now. And since Art is retired, we can't put any of you on the air, like some of the interesting people I've been talking to while screening the calls. This is the last of the Art Bell Show. He's retired.
Thank you, Ross Mitchell. I'm not done yet. You know, I believe that Jimmy Hoffa was abducted by aliens. I don't have any real proof of that. But think about it. What else could have happened to him? Okay, now I'm retiring.
This has been Coast to Coast AM PM with Art Bell. You'll never talk or hear from him again. That's it. It's over. It's all over. Read it and weep. Quit calling all of our local affiliates and quit crying about having him come back. And you want to know something else? Mike Siegel's better. What do you think of that?
Hold on just a second. What did you say, Ross? Mike Siegel is better?
That's right. I think Mike Siegel's better than you. I realize that he's basically taking a format that you developed, but I think he does a better Coast to Coast AM.
And, well, I'm going to take exception to that, Ross. You see, what I'm holding right here is a Ruger 9mm. Very effective.
Oh, so now you're threatening my life. Art Bell is threatening my life. To talk him out of it, dial 1-800-449-8686. For me to plead for my own life, I'll dial the Wild Card Munchkin line.
You're dead, Ross. You're a dead man.
Ow.
All right, I'm retired now.
Bye.
Hey, yeah, man. There he goes. He's gone.
He's gone, but not before he gave us that theory on who did it to Hoffa. Aliens abducted him.
Yeah! Come on. I knew that was coming.
Also, Ross, you can call that Wild Card Munchkin line because we've cleared the lines for you.